Welcome to my Freedom Through Mindfulness self-help series. In this series, it's about helping people to move through the emotional, mental challenges and blocks that they're experiencing so that they can live the life that they want to live. Now, there are a lot of things that I'm going to talk about here that this sort of list of challenges, but they're all interrelated, but you might only relate to one of them. But there might be three or four that are really connected. So that's why there seems to be such a big list. You might feel stressed or anxious or tense, or maybe you feel angry all of the time, or maybe you worry a lot, but you just feel a lot of emotion. You don't know what to do with it, and you just triggered it, and it expresses itself out in ways that don't feel good. Maybe you're feeling lost or just always distracted. Your attention is always gone, and you have trouble focusing on things. Or maybe you're feeling afraid to really just be yourself, and you kind of hide your true feelings. So on the inside, you're feeling absolutely terrible, and you know, you don't even know how to deal with things. You're just barely holding it together. But on the outside, you've got a brave smile. You're putting on this brave face. So, you know, you're really hiding, you know, what you're really feeling on the inside, but you just don't know what to do with it. Maybe you feel really self-critical. You beat yourself up in your mind, or you're always hard on yourself. You always push yourself too hard. Or maybe you just always, you know, really hide what you're really, really feeling. You don't know how to express what you're feeling. Maybe you're feeling overwhelmed over all the time, or just stuck in negativity and negative thoughts in your head, and you're just so overwhelmed, and it just pulls you away and distracts you and takes your attention away, and you just react all of the time in life. And maybe you feel very unhappy or unfulfilled or something like that. Or you might feel that you're unworthy or not good enough or that you're a bad person. But see, all of these things are very interconnected, that you could experience half of what I've just said, but really you might just label it as one thing. So if you're watching this, I want to just make sure that you can relate to what I'm talking about here, that there's something that I'm actually talking about in this program that is what you identify, what you're experiencing with your challenge. Maybe you're feeling afraid to follow your dreams, to follow through with your goals, or maybe you're an overachiever. You get a lot done, but no matter what you do, you just never feel happy about what you do. Or maybe goals are really hard for you to accomplish. You'd always get distracted or always quit partway through and procrastinate or give up on things. And, you know, your efforts just somehow get sabotaged. You know, there's a lot of self-sabotage. Or maybe OCD, PTSD, or ADHD. But all of these are very interrelated. They're all emotional challenges, very connected to our inner subconscious belief systems. So if we grew up with these beliefs of not feeling good about ourselves, maybe we weren't supported through what we felt. Maybe we weren't encouraged in healthy ways, and we didn't have that supportive container to really feel safe to express, you know, who we really were, what we were really feeling. Maybe we didn't get the hugs that we needed, or told we were loved or encouraged. Maybe we were always put down or made to feel that, you know, we were not good at things. And that just led to us, you know, shutting off that part of who we are and just sort of disconnecting into trying to be the person, you know, to live up to those unrealistic expectations. And as an adult, we don't even know why, but we trigger into anger or stress or anxiety or worry or fears, or we always have this feeling that, I don't know, life is just not safe. It's not safe to put ourselves out there. Maybe we have social anxiety, but we can't explain it. This program is all about that, how to understand how these things happen from the root source of where did they happen in my life, and how does my subconscious affect me? How do I react? How does fight or flight, you know, factor into this when I trigger into reactive behaviors and I don't even know why? I just, you know, blow up, or I just get so judgmental in my mind and I'm focusing on, you know, just the things in life that I don't like and I can't stop focusing on them, or I just get pulled into negativity, things like that. So we're going to go into the understanding, but then we're going to go into pulling those apart and learning to connect you in the present moment, to sort of disconnect back into your body, disconnect from your thoughts, from those challenges back into your body. So if when you were younger, things went on and you never felt good about yourself, you weren't supported, our subconscious has a way of disconnecting us to protect us. If you were in a bad accident and you were physically hurt and traumatized physically, your subconscious, it disconnects you into shock so you don't feel the painful feelings of the trauma. It would just be too much. We wouldn't be able to take it. So we're disconnected physically, but emotionally, through emotional pains and rejections and disappointments, we're actually doing the same thing. Subconsciously, we're disconnecting, dissociating. So we spend a lot of our life like that, in sort of fight or flight or worry or stress, and we're disconnected from our body. And what I do in this program is help get you connected back into your body and get it aligned, mind, body, spirit, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, everything sort of aligned back together, so we're able to function really well. We're able to work well with our subconscious mind consciously and subconsciously as a team, to get our creative mind and our conscious mind working together, instead of one part of our minds always sort of going in a different direction, sabotaging us. Okay, this is what I do for a living. Yeah, I help people in beautiful Victoria, BC, in person and through video sessions from all over the world. And I help them through a much bigger in-depth version of this program as well, that I send people home to work with and in between sessions. But that's not what this is about. Not everybody can afford to come to sessions, or they're not able to right now or something like that. So I want to be able to help people with the best way that I possibly can, in a way that's free, absolutely free, no sign up required. There are 6 sections in this program. Now, it took time to build these habits, to get to a place where we feel sort of helpless within our emotions, or we feel challenged or distracted, or whatever the issue is that you're experiencing. It took time to build those habits and behaviors. And so it takes a little bit of time to unravel, to untie all of those knots and to start getting into a better place. So this program is really good to listen to. 6 sections, to listen to them about 1 week apart. And you listen to the first section after this, then the second, and the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and that's about 6 weeks, where you actually have some really good homework, some really good things to contemplate, very simple, a little bit at a time, but you will see really good results if you follow through with this program. And the way that I've laid it out, it's a very simple structure. It starts off with mindfulness. We need to be present with where we are. If we can't handle here, if you can't handle what you're dealing with here, how can you handle more? Your goals up here. How can you handle being up here if you can't handle being here? So we need to work on here so you can handle being with what you feel here. Because let's face it, it's all about feelings. That if something's going on in our life that's not working out, if we get triggered and something bothers us, it's always a feeling that we're maybe uncomfortable with, that we don't like, that we push away, we want to hold on to a feeling, but it's all about a feeling. So if we can handle our feelings and our body sensations here with what's going on, and we can learn to be emotionally competent right here, we can then handle a little more, a little more, a little more. And pretty soon we're able to actually handle a lot and really expand our comfort zone. And we're able to be with what we feel and process unresolved emotions from the past that explode up in reactions at times and affect us, you know, like panic attacks and anxiety, overwhelmment and PTSD and things like that. And so the first section's about really creating that solid foundation to be able to see what's going on within ourselves, to connect back into our body, creating self-acceptance. The second section I call truth, where it's about seeing things truly as they are. If you ever woken up from a bad, scary dream and you're all, you know, shaky and you're in this sort of almost traumatized state, and you look around, you go, I know it's not really happening, it's just a dream. Tell your body that. Your body is reacting as though your perception of the bad dream is real, as though that really happened. How often in life do you react where it feels like your mind is completely overreacting with something, but you don't really know why? You feel fear or something, where we have these irrational sort of perceptions of life, of something, we're seeing something through the lens of something from the past, some trigger from the past, and it's just repeating itself in the present. So we need to see the truth of what's really going on so we can get back to the truth of life as it is in the moment, to respond to life as it is, to breathe through it, rather than to react unconsciously, automatically all of the time, you know, kind of the way we've always done. And then that goes to the third section, which is feeling. Well, what do we do when we're in the moment and we start coming back into our body and we're able to, you know, we see a reaction, we're able to come back and be present. We need to be with what we feel, to breathe through it. And in order to move emotion, to let it go, believe it or not, we need to accept it, experience it. We need to experience it and feel it. Then it moves through our body and lets go. If we try and push it away, if we try and ignore it, we try and push it down, how can we experience it? We're feeling beings designed to feel. We need to feel what we feel in the moment, or it just gets shoved down. And then it all starts coming up and makes life very confusing because we're feeling emotions from who knows when that's tainting what's going on now and making what's going on now seem something completely different than what it really is. You'll start to feel much more empowered by this time in section number 3. You'll start to see and understand your mind a lot better. Moving into section number 4. This is hard work, making changes, you know, trying to go from where we are, creating a solid foundation, and then little bit by bit, we stretch out of our comfort zone in safe, comfortable ways to create safety within ourselves with what we feel. But it takes a lot of work. It takes repetition to get new habits and beliefs in our subconscious. So it takes a healthy sense of self-discipline. That's what this section is about, self-discipline, to healthfully make changes in us so we can repeat things over and over in a healthy way, in a new way, to be with what we feel and to make friends with our uncomfortable feelings so they're not uncomfortable anymore, so that we're able to be with them and then respond healthfully rather than react unconsciously. That takes time to build those new neural networks in our brain to be able to create new neural pathways, new behaviors that start to become automatic behaviors that help us rather than hinder us. And section number 5 is congruent communication and self-talk. The way that we express ourselves and communicate and express our actions and the things that we say. How often do we feel one thing on the inside and we express ourselves, we're not able to speak our truth, we're communicating in ways that are disaligned with our goals, with how we really want to feel. And we focus on things that are negative, things that pull us down, and we focus on things that just keep us stuck and keep supporting the old program. So we need to really look at how we talk, how we express ourselves, and how we express our actions, as well as our communication, because this will make really big changes, leaps and bounds in our growth. And the last section, it's about troubleshooting. Everything's going really good. We're doing really, really fine. We've been doing all this mindfulness work, and all of a sudden, everything just falls out, and we just can't do it anymore. And it's like we forget how to even do it. We spent 4 weeks, 5 weeks doing this work, and all of a sudden, it feels like none of this is working. And, you know, a voice in our head is telling us all this mindfulness work is a bunch of, you know, ridiculousness, and we need to just quit. It doesn't work anyway. And pretty soon, we're just not doing it anymore. So this is about how to recognize the mind, how it does that, how it'll probably do that somewhere along the way. And you've probably experienced self-sabotage along the way in some way or another where you know, set out to do something or to not do something. And next thing you know, you've talked yourself into somehow you found yourself doing the thing you tried not to do or not doing the thing that you want to do, you know, getting distracted and you just can't be motivated. This is about understanding that, how to see these traps that our subconscious kind of sets for us. So, and also to tie together all of the sections together so they all start working really good as a flow. So if you like the sound of this, you know, hit the like button if you're on YouTube. And as well, I'm giving a really good bonus because I want you to be able to get a lot from this, that all the videos are actually on my website. They're all in order. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you're just watching this video, you can go to the next one. But the bonus on the website is there is a download link at the bottom where you can get the download audio of this, put it on your phone, you can listen to it anywhere you want. Okay, there's no sign up required and everything's really simple. All the videos are laid out really easy. I really suggest you do that. And if you like this video, hit the like button and I suggest doing that. And so the next video is section number 1, mindfulness. This is just the introduction to just give you a sense of, you know, what this program is about. You've probably seen a lot of my videos already, maybe. Maybe they've helped you. Maybe you're interested in mindfulness and the way that I work. So I'm really excited that you're here watching this video, and this series will, if you apply yourself into it, what you put in is what you're going to get out. If you really apply yourself into it, you're going to actually see a lot of changes in your life and understand things about yourself that you never understood better. And you're going to start feeling more empowered and more free to really be yourself. And I'm really excited about that. So my name is Arnie Peterson from Awareness and Health, and I wish you an absolutely wonderful rest of your day, and I look forward to seeing you in section number one. And down below in the description, the link will take you right to my website, and you can watch the whole program there. And please remember to like this video if you liked it. Have a wonderful day.